and destruction in the Middle East. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 7.8 striking southeast Turkey and northern Syria early Monday. It has left at least 640 people dead and hundreds of others injured. The quake, which was felt as far away as Cairo, causing multiple buildings to collapse. Rescuers searching through the rubble for victims. An F-22 fighter jet shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the Carolina coast Saturday. The balloon had floated across the U.S. last week. The military is continuing their efforts to recover debris from the balloon. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
The U.S. Navy has dispatched three warships to comb those waters off the coast of South Carolina. The debris field is about 7 miles wide and 47 feet of water. Earlier on Fox News Sunday, Senator Tom Cotton thinks this Chinese spy balloon was a trial balloon for President Biden.
The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States.
President Biden had ordered the Pentagon to shoot down the balloon on Wednesday, but they said to wait until the balloon was over water. Israeli officials say Israeli troops have killed five Palestinian gunmen in a raid on a West Bank refugee camp. With the Russian invasion of Ukraine nearing the one-year mark, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, via a translator, describes the mood of his nation to Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
People are exhausted, but still there is this resilience of our soldiers.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in an interview Saturday that Russian President Vladimir Putin promised to him early on in the war that he would not kill the Ukrainian president. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A near collision between two airplanes at an airport in Texas Saturday. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
You know what? Thank goodness these planes didn't collide. The FedEx Boeing 767 cargo plane was attempting to land at Austin Bergstrom International Airport yesterday morning. However, it had to reverse course to avoid hitting a plane operated by Southwest Airlines that was cleared to take off. Fortunately, the FedEx Express flight from Memphis to Austin was able to safely land after that close encounter. The disturbing incident now under investigation by the NTSB and FAA.
Two planes almost collided at New York's Kennedy Airport a few weeks ago. Ahead of this Thursday's NBA trade deadline, Nets all-star Kyrie Irving has been traded. Fox's Tim McMaster has the details.
48 hours after requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving is headed to Dallas. According to multiple reports, the Mavericks are sending Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks back to Brooklyn in exchange for the 8-time All-Star. The deal brings to an end a tumultuous 4-year run in Brooklyn for Irving. He missed a chunk of the 2021 season because of his refusal to get vaccinated, and he was suspended earlier this season for promoting a movie that contained anti-Semitic themes on social media.
Meanwhile, Warriors All-Star Steph Curry has been sidelined with a left leg injury. With the number of migrant crossings at the southern border hitting record levels in December, House Republicans continuing to push for the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Alexander Mayorkas. Here's Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs on Fox News Live.
We just don't have the time. We can't go for another 2 years with 5 million people illegally entering the country.
DHS says the House should stop pointing fingers and instead fix the nation's immigration system. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.